Good evening, Austin music lovers. This is KUTX After Hours. Jody Denberg here in Studio 1A, and I am not alone. Thank y'all for being here. We appreciate our concert club members. Give yourselves a round of applause. I want to thank Odell Brewing Company for supporting KUTX After Hours, because not everyone can get here during the daytime to see these shows. So we have them at night, and at night you're lucky because the bands play longer. So that's a good thing. Really glad that these folks could take time to be with us, because they're busy, busy, busy. Waterloo Records in store Thursday at 5 o'clock for this new album called Adult. Walker Lukens and the Sidearms have a release show at the Mohawk Friday with a bunch of their friends, Shy Beast, Zeta Jewel, and Sego. And they're here tonight to play live for us on KUTX. Walker, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having us.
Great to see y'all. What would you like to start with?
We're going to play Didn't Want to Do Right.
Let's do right.
Crack the window and back the mirrors. Put the ceiling fan on high. Light a candle or two. Inviting all the saints. You don't know how makeup should be applied. Change your shoes, it's your little form of prayer. And God forbids a lonely Saturday night. No room for worries in your pocket. A flask of yeast. Got a job, so you have to catch a ride. Down the line. Have a drink, it's after 5. You done was for less. Oh yeah, you felt better, but what's new? Oh, God forbids a lonely Saturday night. Alone in your jacket, well it works every time. The way the baby sleeps through the night.
Do right. No, you don't.
Didn't wanna stay on. No, you didn't.
No.
Didn't wanna do right. No, you do what you be. You can take it back tomorrow morning. Didn't wanna do right.
No, you don't.
Didn't wanna stay on. No, you didn't. Do right. No, you do what you be. You can take it back tomorrow morning. Didn't wanna stay on, no you didn't.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. That's Walker Lukens and the Sidearms, live on KUTX. Didn't Want to Do Right from the new album Adult, which is out Friday, but I bet you can get it Thursday at the Waterloo In-Store.
Yeah, these people can buy it if they're here in your studio audience, too.
Do we get a cut? Or?
Yeah.
Public radio gets a cut. I
Dang,
love that.
Public radio gets a cut. Oh, man. That was a sneaky move.
Hey, you wore the suit, you got a deal. I like the way you have the setup there. You're duetting and playing keyboards facing each other. I don't think I've ever seen anyone do that before. Was that out of a utilitarian thing? Like, you know, we're tired of singing across the stage from each other? Or?
To be honest, it's probably an OCD thing. Usually it's like a chord nest down there where good people die. And so this guy, Ryan, built this table, and now we're kind of doing this thing here in the center. Really helps me feel calm.
I like it. And those who aren't in the room will get a chance to see that when we post the videos at KUTX.org. The album is called Adult. Why is it called Adult?
You know, it started as kind of a joke. We'd be making decisions in the studio, and we'd do the thing that was maybe less adventurous but better. And we'd be like, that's a very adult thing to do. And then as the songs started to come together, I sort of realized a lot of them are about how being an adult is, one, really stupid, and two, you know, I feel like the rug got pulled out from under us. It's like totally different now being older than I was, I think, for previous generations. So a lot of songs are just about that, you know? I feel like our politics are very, very different than they were, and I think, no one can afford to buy a house anymore. And all that stuff. So that's why it's called Adult.
When I hear that current song of yours about buying a house, I'm always thinking, these people can buy a house.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going, who are these people? And they're driving in from Driftwood.
They're driving in from Driftwood.
From Buda. I thought it was interesting that you said you couldn't compartmentalize when you were writing a batch of songs. Like, you would have songs maybe about current events, maybe about relationships, but you weren't going to try to separate them out and make sense of them. That's kind of an interesting approach.
You know, my favorite, I think my favorite album of all time is Blonde on Blonde, the Dylan record. And the thing I love about that record is that I think he talks about maybe every emotion that there is. And so even though some of the songs aren't as good as the other ones, it's like everything all at the same time. And I think I've always been sort of scared to write that way. And I think a lot of songwriters, you know, they tend to pick a few subjects and that's what they stick to. And I just don't want to be that way. So anymore, I'm reformed. So here I am.
And not only Blonde on Blonde an influence on you, but Frank Ocean's Blonde.
Yeah, that probably makes more sense than the Dylan thing. I think the Dylan thing is maybe more in my DNA. My mom did remind me, though, I just saw her, that she bought me, she hates Bob Dylan, but I asked her to buy me a Bob Dylan CD when I was 11 years old, and she reminded me of that last time I saw her, so I guess I owe my mom all the credit for my love of Bob Dylan.
Thanks, Mom. We're talking with Walker Lukens, whose new album is Adult, and Friday is the big show at the Mohawk, the release show with Zeta Jewel and Shy Beast and Sago, and then off on the road after Dallas, it's Alabama, and then off with a lot of good Austin folks. Bright Light Social Hour for most of the tour, and then you hook up with Matthew Logan Vasquez. Speaking of good Austin folks, once again on this, which is your third full-length album, you worked with Jim Eno of Spoon. Who I think most of us are big fans of Spoon and the sound that they get.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're all right. And you met him in a bar and engaged and became collaborators?
I did. We have a mutual friend, and he said to our mutual friend, I'm looking for some Austin artists to produce because I'm tired of all the scheduling stuff. You know, do you know anyone? And she said, yeah, you should check out my friend Walker. And he whipped out his Shazam app. And he had Shazammed a song that was actually on KTX. I can't remember the name of the program, but it was David Brown, who used to do a music segment. And so he Shazammed it. And so she showed it to him and said, are you talking about this guy? I just shazammed this song. And then she called me. She said, hey, you should come down the street. I'm here with Jimmy. He's looking for someone to produce. He lives in town. And so I ran over from Holy Mountain, RIP. We met. And then I sort of just hounded him for a year. Maybe longer than a year. No, about a year. And then, he finally said, yeah, come on, let's do a track. And then that was like 2014, very end.
Fruitful collaboration. The songs always sound great. You kind of parse them out to us. Mm-hmm. There was Baby, mm-hmm. and then a little bit later, or maybe earlier, Tear It Out My Heart. Mm-hmm. And both those songs turn up on Adult. So when you're parsing out the songs, do you already have them in Moss, or is it like we're going to record a song at a time and see if they all fit together?
I usually have an album title, or a kind of loose concept that I'm working from, and then the songs fall from there. So I had all the songs, the ideas done. Originally I wanted to call this record Family Portrait Ruiner, but it hits the nail a little too high on the head, so it became Adult. But I had Tear It Out My Heart, and I had Baby as an idea. I had those. And then actually some of the songs on Adult were written before those two. But those two, we finished. I think we were all just so excited. I was like, let's just put these out now, you know?
Cool. Walker Lukens is our guest, and you can see him Friday night at the record release show at Mohawk, and Thursday afternoon at 5 at Waterloo Records. And you can hear him right now on KUTX with another song from Adult, I'm imagining. Which one?
We're going to play I Heard You Bought a House.
I've heard that one.
Double L K.
funky and intricate and soulful. Walker Lukens and the Sidearms from the new Adult. I heard you bought a house. Thanks, y'all. That was fun.
Thank you.
Have a good time at Waterloo Thursday and at the Mohawk Friday. If y'all need to know more about the Mohawk Show, it's mohawkaustin.org. And I want to thank the people that made this happen today. Our good friends in the engineering department, Cliff Hargrove, mixing for everybody listening on the radio, and Jake Perlman, mixing for everyone in the room. We do have video that was recorded before we came in here, so we wouldn't be distracted by the cameras. And we want to thank Julia Reese, who led our multimedia crew today, assisted by Precious Parker and Salvador Castro. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. You've been listening to the mighty Walker Lukens and the Sidearms on KUTX. And y'all here, stick around, because there's more coming in just a second.
This song is called You Too, Me Too.
Behind you.
song is called We See You. Wait, hold on. Okay, wait. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's better. Jesus. It's back. Cool. This is called We See You.
How do you do what you do? Lost out in your own mind. Make us feel whole again. Lost out on the back nine. Tell us the truth. Tell us the secrets of Beverly Hill Rendezvous. Tell us the truth. Tell us how tightly you held her until she said what she's due. How many hundred Medicaid? Maybe a new condo too. Or maybe down it harder than you are. Simon and Dottie, make sure you sign me too. We don't see you like you do. We see you, we don't see you like you want us to. We see you, we don't see you like you do. We see how you do all that you do. Them calling a hog tag. Pour out that dirty water. Keep baby held tight. Tell us the truth. Tell us the secrets of Midtown Hotel Rendezvous. Tell us the truth. Tell us the Midtown of his sheets when he said, are you through? Oh, maybe 130K. Maybe we got it right on. Maybe nothing's as it seems. Maybe you get yours.
Make sure you get yours too. We don't see you like you do. We see you. We don't see you like you want us to. We see you. We don't see you like you do. We see you.
I'm always like, oh, don't play a lot of songs. Make them come to the show. The song is called Black Matter.
Clap on the heavens, the devil is deep. But we're so distant to us, let's go sing. About the sunshine, the blood on the leaf. Black matter into shadow, tiki's marching down the street. About the sunshine, the blood on the leaf.
So we're going to do one more with the whole band, and then we're going to bring the girls back up, do something just for you guys. Sounds nothing like the record. This is called Baby.
Your friend's house, call up the sitter. Oh shit, we spent the cash, baby, baby. Instead of going home, the good old only work week in boredom, baby, maybe let's hit the road tonight. First we call the folk and say that's it, and then we hit up the big sis until I buy gas on credit cards, call it installment. After we shut the bar, see you before the sun. She's awful. Throw kisses everywhere, baby, baby.
Let's just do it. Let's go for it, right? This song is called I'll Take the Dog. Wait, real quick, since I am so bad at this. Let's give it up for Blair over here. Let's give it up for MC here in the middle. And this is Jane. They all have awesome bands. Blair plays as Ama. MC you might recognize from Shy Beast. I feel like I watched a video of you in here earlier today. Is that weird? It could happen. Me, this is Jane Ellen Bryant who plays this. Jane Ellen Bryant. We share that in common. Anyway, give it up for them, y'all. They came in and sang on this record, and it was like, oh yeah, let's add some vocals. And then I just texted them, and they all were available and were there within an hour, which never happens. And then they came, and I feel like it took an hour and a half to get all these backup vocals. And then we rehearsed for maybe an hour and a half total for all this. It's been amazing. Anyway, also these guys in the back, that's Wes. Let's get it for Wes over there on guitar. Give it up for Zach back there on the drums. Well, now on the shaker. And of course, give it up for Grant on bass. And let's give it up for Mackenzie Griffin here on keyboard and vocals. So So it sounds nothing like this on the record, but everyone just...
I'll take the plane, I'll take the dog, know that he prefers me, even when I'm wrong. You take our bed, you take my mom, know she likes you more than someone she must love, who stays out late, turns off his phone. Sorry about my temper, you know it came out wrong. Love, it doesn't die. It only changes form. You take so cold, I'll take you cold. Never have to see.
Thank you, guys.